Right, well, it's time to get experimental now. Dave and Hannah have actually left the building because they're doing something slightly dangerous. Well, ish. With a candle, a jar, a bowl and some water. Over to you, Hannah. What have you got up your sleeve?
Hello, Chris. So we're currently, myself and Dave, are currently in the car park of the BBC studios. And Dave, what is it that you've got in the back of your boot here?
Well, I've got a candle, which is the reason why we're out here. And I've got the candle sitting in the middle of a very flat bowl with about half a centimetre of water in the bottom. So I'll light the candle now. So that candle is now burning away nicely in the middle of the bowl. I've got a jar, which in a moment I'm going to put over the top of a candle. But first of all, I'm going to put three coins around underneath so it doesn't lock onto the bottom and stop stuff hitting the ground. And the coins are arranged about the same diameter as the jar itself. So I'm now going to put the jar over the top and we're going to see what happens. So there are a few bubbles to start with.
Oh, and so now the fire... Oh, wow. OK, so the candle's extinguished itself and the candle's actually raising upwards in the jar. Dave, what's going on there?
Well, one thing which a lot of people explain this as is that a candle has burnt up all the oxygen, so there's less oxygen in there, takes up less space, and the water comes up to take up the space. That's not entirely true. A candle stops burning when a very, very small percentage of the oxygen is used up, maybe only 3 or 4% of the oxygen used up, and actually most of the oxygen which is being used up is actually turned into carbon dioxide, which takes up just as much space as the oxygen. So the overall effect is only about 1% change in volume, and that was nearer 10%, so something else must be going on. And when we put it in, there was some bubbling, and that's actually explaining what's going on, because the candle is producing very, very hot air, hot gases are bigger than cold gases. So we put them over, they were expanding, and they escaped out the bottom by the bubbling. You may or may not have heard, but certainly I saw. And that means that once the candle goes out, because it uses up all the oxygen it can use and it goes out, then that hot gas is up there and it quickly cools down, and as it cools down it shrinks and then reduces its pressure, which allows water to come up from the sides and take up that space, and it moves up about 10% of the volume.
Which then caused the candle to rise up in the jam jar and float upwards with the water. That's fantastic. So, I mean, that's a really cool experiment and it looks great out here. But, Dave, what are the applications for this? What's the relevance of it?
Was actually effectively the first successful steam engine, worked on a very similar principle to this. Rather than using hot air, they actually used steam. So they would get a cylinder. They didn't want to use pressurised steam because all of their steels were rubbish and everything tended to explode. So they squirted steam into the cylinder. They then squirted cold water in, which caused it to shrink, pull the cylinder down, and that pulled the pump up, and it pumped water out of the mines.
Thanks, Dave. And if you want to find out more about this experiment and other ones, then visit our website, thenakedscientist.com/kitchen science.
Hannah, thank you to you and Dave. You can come in out of the cold now.